It's Classical Spotlight, and speaking with Joni Christensen with Musical Offerings. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
I am so excited. The Brahms Festival is finally here, and you guys are actually the opening act, aren't you?
That's true. We're the opening concert of the Brahms Festival next Sunday, or I should say this Sunday, January 20th, 3 o'clock at Christ Episcopal Church.
Now, I know there's Brahms on this program, but I think it's pretty cool. You guys are actually featuring composers who were inspired by Brahms.
That's true. We're broadening it to include Dvorak, Dohnányi, and Schoenberg.
Schoenberg, really?
Yes. He wrote a wonderful work called Ode to Napoleon Bonaparte, and it features Sprechstimme from a baritone, and we have Timothy Jones coming from Houston, so we're really thrilled.
Yeah, and he'll also be featured on some songs on the program as well, right?
That's right. He's singing three songs from the Gypsy collection, and one of them, the famous one, is Songs My Mother Taught Me.
Oh, wow. Well, I know he is an audience favorite, and it's got to be a real fun to work with him, because this is a taxing role.
It's a very taxing role, and he has such tremendous presence and projection. It's going to be very exciting for the audience to hear him. It's a poem written by Lord Byron and talking about Napoleon.
Yeah. This is a Second World War piece.
Yes.
And it is the largest forces you'll have on the program, because not only do you have a piano quintet and the speaker, but you actually have a special guest conducting.
That's right. We have Akiko Fujimoto, the assistant conductor of the symphony. The Schoenberg is a type of piece that it really benefits from having a conductor, so that we can all stay together well enough.
Oh, cool. Well, the program, besides Dvorak and Schoenberg, you mentioned Dohnányi, and I think you are doing probably one of his most popular pieces, aren't you?
That's right. The Opus 10 Serenade is absolutely one of his most popular, and we're doing the last two movements.
Oh, cool. Now, Brahms, of course, fits under the program, and you've picked out a incredibly mature work of his.
Right. Big work. The piano quintet, huge. Wonderful piano part, great string quartet part to go with it.
Yeah. Who's joining you on this forces on the Brahms quintet?
On the Brahms. On piano is Brent Watkins. Sounds terrific on piano. And Sayaka Okada is playing violin, Lauren Magnus playing viola, and Ryan Murphy playing cello, and myself also playing violin.
Oh, very cool. Is it... you know, there are 18 other partners for this festival. Is it pretty cool that you guys are opening up with the things this year?
It is. It's really exciting. And I think that it reflects what a fine program it is and how interesting it is to have Akiko and Timothy as guests.
Yeah. You're at Christ Episcopal Church.
That's right.
Sunday. And then... here, you know, before you know it, it's going to be the symphony playing all four symphonies, all the concerti of Brahms. Is it for you as a musician, is it nice to sort of have this in-depth look at Brahms? Because I know you're a seasoned violinist. You've played all
right.
These pieces before. But, I mean, something like the Schoenberg and being able to hear the Dvorak and the Dohnányi, does this, for you, is this enjoyable?
Oh, yes, it will be. I mean, it reminds me, the symphony doesn't play until February, but last year we did the Beethoven Festival, and it was electrifying. I mean, the audience loved it, the players loved it, it was really successful.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to a lot of Brahms. Where can folks find out more information?
About the Musical Offerings concert, you would go to Musical Offerings, that's plural, .org. And on that website, you can purchase tickets for Sunday afternoon. You can also just come to the concert. At the door, everything's for sale. You can pay cash, or you can swipe a credit card, whatever's convenient. You can leave a check. The admission charge is $20. Now, if you would like to get the admission 25% off the admission, you can go to musicalofferings.org, sign up for the email list, and you'll get $5 off your ticket.
Now, is there a pre-concert talk?
There is, by musicologist Eric Schneeman. That will take place at 2:15 for 30 minutes prior to the start of the concert at 3. That's here at the church in a conference room once the once the audience arrives, they can find out where that room is. And Eric will talk a little bit more about the four different composers.
Oh, cool. Well, Joni, it's great to see you, and we're looking forward to Brahms and Beyond.
Looking forward to it, John. Thanks.